Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's a film that will have significant interest to Kansas City audiences, and it's called The Good Lie.
Starring Reese Witherspoon. But you know, the real stars of this film are the men and women who come from the Sudan as refugees. They started out in their villages being completely in the middle of a battle scene, their parents killed, and they make their way on foot through the desert to get to a refugee camp.
After leaving the refugee camp, many of them wind up in Kansas City, and many of the actors that play roles in this film were cast from the Kansas City Sudanese community. And then it turns into a fish out of water story as these people have to cope with life in America with the modern conveniences and the challenges. People that grew up making a living in tiny, isolated villages in the Sudan.
I think what struck me about this was how, even though we would think, oh, they're not civilized, they lived in huts with dirt floors, they showed more humanity, more gentleness towards one another, a more honorable, kind look at their heritage. I think Americans could learn a lot from them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think that the film is in some ways a missed opportunity because of the way it was paced, and it went out of its way to avoid being emotionally manipulative and tried to, you know, adhere to a more realistic tone. The only downside of that is it just wasn't as riveting as I thought it should have been.
Oh gosh, I was riveted. I mean, I brought my handkerchief out several times. I was tearful. The Good Lie refers to a quote from Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. And at the end of the film, you understand why that became the title.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.